Welcome, welcome, welcome. You tuned in to Forget the Walls podcast, and I am your host, Elizabeth. I have been waiting for this conversation. I didn't know how it was going to come, when it was going to come, what the focus point would be, but I'm ready. The topic today is identity in relationship. Can I get an amen from the back? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Let's discuss. Please. Come on. Come on in. No, for real though, I heard somebody say today that marriage is a mirror, and I thought, yeah, yes. And of course, with no experience at all in marriage, but I do have a little bit of experience in relationship, and I thought to myself, well, if marriage is a mirror, I guess relationship is a reflection. And I've always kind of thought like that. Well, I mean, in recent years, I've thought like that. I really truly believe that you can only give what you have. And as simple as that may sound, it's really the basis of why and how we treat people the way we do. It's the basis of why we make the decisions that we make and why we rationalize the way that we do. I can only give the knowledge that I have or the experience that I have. I can only give love the way I know how based on what I've experienced. I can only relate to an issue at the level of my experience. The cycle of life really comes down to the exchange of, information and experience, really. If you think about your mom and your dad, how they relate with you is based on their experience, and then if that changes over time, it's probably because of information, right? And so how we relate to each other is really it's really connected. I don't believe that anything is really truly isolated in this world. With that being said, I think we really do sometimes get ahead of ourselves. We kind of engage in different commitments, different relationships without really identifying who we are as individuals, identifying, the things that really make us do what we do, like where our core lies. We don't really identify that, and we kind of just go with the wind. Whatever comes, we fly with it. And I think that's where a lot of missteps happens, because people are so focused on the outside, the external, the other person, and they neglect the growth that needs to happen for the inside individual. Because if you don't nurture yourself, you're going to be a child in different aspects of your life trying to take on adult roles in the real world. You will find that you're going to trip up a lot, and that's what I believe we see today. We kind of hurt ourselves, and this conversation is focusing on romantic relationships. I hope that you're not two completely different people. I hope you're not an angel to your spouse and a demon to your, your friends, or, but yeah, for the purpose of this conversation, we will be focusing on the relationships, the romantic relationships we make a decision to commit to, focusing on how we, engage with relationships with the knowledge of who we are, or many times with the absence of the knowledge of who we are, and what the results are in those scenarios. So on that note, I hope you enjoy this episode. I'm really excited. I have one of my friends over to chop this up with me. I love him so much. This is my boy. That's my girl. Yes, you heard right. He's my home girl. He is my home girl. No, this is a really cool person, and we just have the best conversation about faith, identity, love, and life. And so I thought no better person to join me and have this conversation. So I will introduce you to him, but you just gotta relax, okay? All right.
My name is Joseph or Jose or Joe, Jojo, there's a lot of them, but I usually go by Joe. And I'm Lizzie's homegirl. She likes to call me. She thinks I'm a girl for whatever reason, but she's my boy.
Stay with your chest. You said homegirl. Homegirl.
She's my boy. She's my boy, so it's all good.
Okay.
I am currently a technical writer in a farmer company. I got a bachelor's in DCU in pharmaceutical sciences.
Educated, black, and Christian.
I'm an athlete.
Ladies.
That's the one. I'm an athlete. I compete in the 100 meters She just has so many ad libs to throw in. I love it.
I'm just saying your resume is your resume is fantastic. Oh,
thank you. I compete club and country for 100 meters and 60 meters. I'm also very into fashion and styling. I'm only really dipping my toes into that one.
That's so funny because I was about to say he's one of those people that wear slippers outside, like sandals outside. With like chino like shorts or chino like pants. Like he really does this.
And makes it look fire. You forget to add that.
No, you do. If you didn't make it look fire, I wouldn't be your friend. I've known Joe for, I don't know, we met in like 2015 and then we stopped being friends for a while. And then we started talking again this year because like we had like really good, communicationship. Put that one in your dictionary and write my name. We had a really good communicationship, and it's just that means a relationship that experiences good communication, and you can't really quite put your finger on what the relationship is.
Oh, that's funny. Sorry, go on.
When we started talking again this year, it was just like, I don't know, like the version of you that I started talking to this year made sense with the version of me that I know today. Like we could actually be friends. Does that make sense?
Yeah, completely. 100%.
So now we're like, obviously he's matured in his space and I'm maturing in my space. And I guess we are on different but similar path in terms of like trying to grow in terms of our faith and just even our age. Like we have a lot in common. So I guess that's why we're boys and girls. So yeah, I really just wanted to get all of that in there just so people have a gist of, you know, who these two random people are and the dynamics of their relationship. I guess moving on, I want people to kind of know where our perspective is coming from. So I want to ask you, like, what space are you in right now in your life as an individual and as somebody that is looking in the future or now, I don't know, you tell me, for like not looking for a partner or whatever, but just you desire to have a partner at some stage.
Okay. That's it's cool. Cause, I want to say when I kind of reaffirmed my faith and belief in God and Jesus in around when lockdown started, around like March, mm-hmm. like when, you know, when you first quote unquote find God, you're like, you're so into it. Like
the sky is like, blue.
The sky is so blue. It's crazy. Like you just love everything. Love everybody. Like nothing can break you down. Oh, thanks. Like it's beautiful honeymoon phase. Like love it. Mm-hmm. And at that point I thought, yo, I found myself. I was like, yo, this is who I'm meant to be. I know exactly who I am and how I'm going to approach things. Mm. So at that point I thought, okay, even if I was to try think about getting into any sort of relationship or speaking to any girls, I was like, yo, I know who I am. Mm. I know who I am. I know what I'm going to bring to the table and this and that. It was not until I then encountered a girl and that kind of just, like, you see that sky I was looking at, I kind of just... I was on some cloud, but it's like the escalator took me back down to where I was. brought me right down to earth and made me realize that, yeah, you don't have everything figured out like you thought you did. Wow. So don't try rush yourself into literally anything.
Yeah.
So realizing that, I started assessing the situation, started looking at myself, and I was like, I'm really not exactly who I thought I was.
Right.
And I'm not able to cope in certain situations that I thought I could very easily.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I could easily talk my way out of something. Yeah. In females and also in general, I thought I was a better communicator.
Right.
For whatever reason, I thought I was a better communicator. When I was trying to get myself out of the situation with the girl for the reason of, interestingly enough, because our faith didn't align, I just wasn't able to get it out the way I wanted to. Like, it was in my head. Like, it was... Really, I was really trying to get it out, you know, but it just wasn't coming out the way I wanted to.
Why do you think that is, though? More...
Probably just scared.
Right.
Of how the person would perceive it.
Right.
You know?
How they would perceive you or how they would perceive your values.
Both, to be honest.
Yeah.
As a kid, when, God is getting drilled into you, well, me as a kid anyway, When you mentioned or you tried to be, again, quote unquote, holy or whatever, I remember I did get kind of slagged over it before. So when I spoke like out about it, people would either shut me down or laugh at it or just,
yeah,
you know, like what's this guy talking about? So mm-hmm. it kind of stuck to me. And yeah. over time, I started talking about it less and less.
Yeah.
So when I then wholeheartedly started believing in Jesus now, and I want to express myself to somebody that I can't do this because of this, because yeah. of God, and this is what I'm trying to do. It's hard. It's not. I'm not thinking back at all when I was a kid. It's just kind of there.
Yeah.
And it just makes it difficult for me to, again, express it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, going back to the question I asked, would you say that in terms of identity, at some point when you started, I guess, having a relationship with God, you felt like, I kind of know who I am, right? And then yeah. you're faced with situations that you were faced with before, right?
Yeah.
And then you realize, I'm still handling it kind of the same way. So I'm not really sure what's going on. And you realize you still have a lot of work to do, right? And so would yeah. you say, like, right now, you're kind of understanding, like, okay, identity is something I have to, like, I have to learn about myself. You know what I mean? Like, I yeah, have to yeah. actually learn about myself first. I ask that question because I kind of think, I'm thinking like that. Like, I feel like I didn't, and I still, for a long time, didn't know, like, what the heck? Like, who are you, you know? And
yeah.
just gradually, like, paying attention to, like, I don't know, I can't engage in a relationship with a person, platonic or romantic, in a deep way if our values are constantly clashing, because I feel like your values yeah. They kind of have a lot to do, they're like a very significant layer of who you are as an individual, and so I would say that, like, for me, because I'm in that space where I understand that it's important for me to really figure out who I am as an individual, and not only have an idea, like, I would say I have an idea now, but because it's still so new to me, like, I literally just started learning it. It's probably easier for me to go back yeah. to who I was pretending to be, which was absolutely no one, really. 'Cause it's just a lot of different influences, oh, right? It's like today yeah. you're like what you saw yeah. yesterday, and then tomorrow you're like what you saw this afternoon, and then the day after you're like what you saw in the morning. It's like
consciously a lot of time too.
Right. So because it's easier to go back to that pattern of nothingness, I'm kind of, I would rather just learn how to stand properly first. And I would say it kind of like this, you know, when kids start learning how to walk and they can walk, but they're not really stable yet because they're still learning. And it gets to a point where they can yeah. walk and they can run. I kind of want to get to that point where I'm stable. Like, I can walk properly in who I am, and I can run in who I am, and I can slow down, and I have control just because I know how to walk. And I feel like that's the level that we should be as individuals. I just feel as though that would be healthier, you know, like a healthier place. Before, I guess, looking outside and start saying, oh, can I learn about this person? Can I, like,
yeah.
person on board with my life? But I also want to ask you, so obviously we have the identity part. Basically, I feel like we're kind of in similar spaces, like realizing that, okay, you have to actually kind of know who For you sure. are, right? But in terms of relationship,
yeah.
what is your stance on it? Are you, because you said something about fear, and I'm like, that's so crazy because, like, yeah. a couple of days ago, God made me, I believe God made me realize that I have a little bit of fear going on right now, and it makes me go to the extreme. So I either run to, no, I'm not ready. I don't even want the idea of love go away from me. Or I'm like, I go back to, like, the pattern of, maybe I'm going to entertain this. You know what I mean? maybe I might pick this phone call at, like, 12 midnight, knowing that you're not my husband. Or the one for me.
That's hilarious. Yeah.
And God made me realize, like, there's a little bit of fear here, and you have to maintain balance, and, like, balance comes with trust, right? So that's something I'm learning. Yeah. So I would say, like, I want to ask you, like, what's your stance on, I guess, relationship? Let's kind of put that out there. First of all, for all the single ladies, are you single, sir?
I am, yeah.
Okay, cool. Single, Christian, and black, educated.
half Brazilian.
fake half Brazilian. Yeah, that part. So, what's your stance on relationship?
I'm on the fence with it because at the moment I do have I have my values now in Christ, and like it's kind of what the way I want to say it still kind of leads into the identity thing, because like your knowing yourself in general is different from knowing yourself in Christ.
Yeah, 100%. I mean?
So I thought I knew myself before mm-hmm. I decided to walk this path. I felt like I knew exactly what I wanted, what I didn't want, mm-hmm. exactly how and exactly what I brought to the table, what I couldn't do, what I couldn't hack.
Yeah.
You know, and the moment, like, if you were to present to me the same situation that I went through a while back, where I was explaining that, you know, I couldn't pursue the relationship because we weren't aligned in our faith, you know.
Yeah.
If that came to me like last year, like mm-hmm. that wouldn't even be a thing. Like, yeah. I'd be locked up right now. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, you know what I was calling him? I'm going to tell. Is this the same situation where I was calling you a chef?
You're calling me a chef. That's the same one.
Yeah. All right, cool. I'm going to tell people the story. Right. So there was a moment. Do I have permission?
No, go for it. It's funny.
All right, cool. So he was cooking something that he didn't want to eat. He was cooking something that he knew he couldn't eat because he's a vegetarian. Couldn't eat meat. But he was in the kitchen nonetheless, whipping. He was cooking stir fry. He was in the kitchen. He was telling me, like, you know, girl, talking to her, but our values, blah blah blah. And I was like, why are you cooking something you're not gonna eat? Like, I don't get it. Like, you're wasting your resources, you're wasting your time. Like, you could be out here doing something so much more. And so every time we would get on the phone, I would be like, so, like, are you still cooking, chef? Like, what's the story? And, you know, he gave up the apron. Yeah. So, you know, yeah, he's not a chef anymore. He's not making stuff he's not going to eat.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a little thing for people. Like, my mom said to me today, oh gosh, here I go. Cause I was telling her, like, blah, 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 this person. But I know, like, this is not the one, blah, blah, blah. And she was like, she said it in Yoruba, but it translates to what you're not gonna eat, you don't put it at your nose to smell it. And I was like, what type of saying is this? She's like, I'm not even gonna try to say it in Yoruba, but she said,
nah,
she,
don't butcher that.
She said, if you're not gonna eat something, don't put it on. You know, don't try to smell it if you're not gonna eat it. And I was just like, you know what? Imagine smelling somebody else's food. That's so rude. And it really It really does put stuff into perspective. And like I say that to say this, it really like if I say, oh, this person is not the one, it's not just because like it really comes down to like your identity, my identity. Does it really make sense together? Who I am, like, does it really make sense? And you know what I was gonna say to you? I was gonna say what like. When you hear like identity, what does that actually mean to you as an individual?
It would be like, so I'm going to use a game reference and metaphor here. Mm-hmm. So say you're about to play a game and you need to pick a character, select the character.
Mm-hmm.
And this character has to be as true to you as possible.
Wow.
That for me is identity. So if I was to start thinking, who is Joseph? Like, if I was to, like, draw a picture, write out, like, you know, his bio, exactly his likes, dislikes, like, literally every single thing about him, like, what would I come up with? So that's what I think when I think who is Joseph. So I have an image, and I have, I can't think of the word, generally, but, like, literally his ins and outs, what makes him him.
Yeah.
Like, completely different to somebody else.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, I think like to me, like I was thinking about this yesterday, and you know, like I did the promo video and I literally started off and I was like, I am a vessel. And then I just start saying all this other stuff. And I was thinking yesterday that like, to me, identity is, I guess, the essence of who I am as it relates to what I'm here for. Like yeah. literally, because I at this point, I figured out that like life is nothing. Like it's literally, you come here to do all these tasks and you go.
Yeah.
And you know, I heard about this guy that did a whole translation of the Bible in some other way and then he died or something like that. And I thought to myself, like, is it crazy to think that people literally come here to carry out certain tasks, like play their part in the grand, in the big picture, and just like they're yeah. done playing their part. And to me it's like who I am is like not all of this that we see, not my gender, not my skin, not any of that. Of course, it has a part to play in how I identify myself to the mm-hmm. naked physical eye. But mm-hmm. I think that because you and I, or me, myself, I have to think, I do think beyond what I see. I understand that yeah. I am not my physical reflection in the mirror. There's an essence to me that's deeper than what I myself can actually say out loud. However, how I understand myself is by knowing what I'm here for. Does that make sense? Yeah. And so I think yeah. that's really important when it comes to relationship. And I said in the intro that we're going to be focusing on romantic relationship. And I think that's really yeah. important when it comes to relationship, because if I don't know my essence as it relates to what I am here for, then I have nothing. I have no pillar that holds the house up. I have nothing to kind of use as a reference point to determine if this union with this person would actually make sense. And what does make sense mean? It means that
yeah.
if I come with this person, or this person comes along into my life, we will actually help each other to fulfill the tasks that we are here for. And I think that we're in a generation where a lot of people, the question, who are you, is so abstract, so massive, so blurred, so all over the place, that we don't, it's just like, I don't know, whatever. You know what I mean? And the truth mm-hmm. is, trying to define yourself like, I'm this, I'm that, as in, to be really authentic is very difficult because we are creations. Have you ever seen something that was created try to define itself? Like, it's, do you know what I mean? But you know yeah. what it's for. It may not be able to define itself, but you 100% know what it's for. You know what I mean? Like yeah. you know what it does.
Yeah.
Like and I think for humans, it's not very different. If we want to be, I guess if we want to take on life the way that we ought to, which is to know why we are here and to be purposeful as we kind of take on our part in society and in the world at large. Now, I know that went really, really abstract, but what I'm trying to say is if you don't know why you are here, you're just going to pick random people to commit to at a level that you're not even ready for because you don't know who you are. You know what I mean? And so
yeah.
I've seen so many. It's ridiculous. Like how have we not peeped that there's something wrong with the recipe that we are using to put marriages together when everybody is shattered, when everybody is so like it's either broken or you're mending or you're managing. And then there's the 5% yeah. of people that are actually with people that help them fulfill their purpose, and they're actually not only happy together, because that's not the reason why, like, nothing you have in this life should be just for you. You know what yeah. I mean? They're not only happy yeah. together, but they're actually contributing to society together. So that's really, really important to me. I know it's important to you too, because obviously these are the things that we learn as we get closer in relationship with Jesus, and he teaches us about our character and how important our purpose is, you know, our purpose is. Let's be honest, like, how many podcasts, shows, like everything that are centered or based around relationship, but we talk about it so much, but it's like we don't talk about it because it's still messed up, right?
It's still messy. Yeah.
I believe it's a conversation that needs to happen before you enter into that mindset of I'm trying to be committed to somebody else. If you want to save yourself some tears and time. Woo! No, I've seen...
Don't be chefing up stuff you weren't going to cook.
Listen, I've seen way too much. Like, I just don't want that in my life. So, in relationships that you have been in the past, right? I feel like I know the answer, but I do want you to think about it, say, and probably just explain it. In relationships that you have been in the past, you would be correct in saying you didn't even think about the concept of identity at all. Like, it didn't matter to you, or would I be wrong?
It didn't until I found myself in one.
What do you mean by that?
It didn't until I found myself in one. So, yeah, at one stage, I got in a relationship. The thought of identity didn't come to mind because I was still pretty young. I only kind of started college. I think it was in second year or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it didn't really, it wasn't something that I ever thought about. God knows why. But it was only until like a good while into a relationship, I started realizing that the person I was with wasn't somebody who, someone who matches me. So I think at that point, I thought I had an idea of who I was in general.
Mm.
So I realized that, I was hardworking, or I'm hardworking and motivated. There's a lot of things I want to get done, a lot of things I want to do.
Mm.
I have a lot of aspirations, but I didn't see, and I'd love for the person I'm with to have those too. Mm. So when I see that this girl didn't have any of that, it just, it was just kind of like, to make it completely practical, they just won't understand where I'm coming from when I talk about certain things, when I have to do certain things, when I just can't hang out because I'm so busy, when I'm so tired a lot of times, when I'm thinking big, but they're thinking somewhat small, but okay to them. So I just, so in that scenario, at that point, I feel like that person didn't really know themselves. So they weren't showing me, they were just giving me like a blank canvas. And I was looking at a blank canvas, kind of just infatuated by what I was seeing. And I was just getting nothing back. And I just couldn't have that anymore. Mm. I just couldn't. I thought that the looks would just get me by, but the infatuation can only last you so long.
Yeah.
So when I realized that this person doesn't really know themselves.
Wait, is this BC, before Christ or after Christ?
Before Christ.
All right, cool. I just wanted to know. All right, cool. Go ahead.
No, you just wanted to say that.
No, I actually. You're right. I did know, because obviously I know that I also just wanted to clarify, because you were saying like you were actually thinking the way that we're thinking now because we know Christ, but it's interesting because you were thinking like that before you started actually getting to Christ.
Yeah.
So you were thinking about how your identity, how your, I would say personalities at this point, I wouldn't even say identity, to be honest, because, and some people may have a different opinion. Like, I think, you know, being hardworking, those are character traits. You know what I mean?
Those are character traits. But it's a
layer of who you are, 100%.
Yeah, for sure. Sure, but when I didn't, I saw character traits, obviously, because nobody can just be nothing, really. You can't just be, you just can't be. You have to have some sort of traits to you. I saw traits, but there was nothing deeper than them. There's nothing deeper than that. there was, it was tough. It was, well, tough for me, I guess. Because like, I feel like identity, you can find out somewhat someone's identity by getting their opinions on certain things. If there's certain things that people just don't have an opinion on because they're just not interested or whatever.
Yeah.
But things that I valued and I thought that, you know, required an opinion from literally everybody, I just wasn't getting anything back.
Right. Yeah.
I just wasn't getting anything back. And it's funny that you say that I was, I'm speaking as if, like, you know, after Christ, but like, that's what I mean that by there's like, there's a difference between knowing who you are and then knowing who you are in Christ. It's only when I find out who I am in Christ, I realize that, you know, I'm the righteousness of God in Christ. Like, so I can't just stand for anything anymore, really.
Bars.
You know?
100%.
So, yeah. Man, it's funny because I still don't feel like I know 100% who I am, but I do know who I am in Christ.
Yeah.
I know who I am in Christ. And I'm still getting to know who I am. I'm still trying to find out on the scriptures and everything, you know?
Yeah.
But, and because I'm still trying to find out, and I don't think I can ever give you 100%, like, a final statement of, yeah, this is who I am. I understand what you're saying about, you know, we're defined by what we're created to do. Yeah, what we're created to do, what we're for, you know? But in my situation, I'm still trying to figure out, like, is this exactly what I'm for?
Yeah.
I'm still trying to understand that. And I know I'm here to, you know, glorify the name of God and, you know, evangelize and bring more people to God. But I still also want to find my own niche.
Yeah. I feel that. I think what you just said, like, I'm here to glorify God. And I think that is the universal general thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that as you kind of pursue Jesus, because you take one step towards him, he takes like 10 towards you. As you do that, he kind of helps you figure out little by little. Somebody said, shout out to Where's Your Head At podcast. They said today, like he literally just gives you step by step directions, and it's so frustrating. But like, and then sometimes he will do like, it's even still step by step, but sometimes he'll give you some directions that seem so clear and so big, and you feel like you get it, and then you realize, no, you don't. I'll give you an example. I was praying a couple of weeks back when my prayer life was where it should be. Pray for me, okay? I basically say that because I need help with my prayer life. I was praying a couple weeks back, and I don't know, I was praying, and it's like I took this notepad right here and a pen, and it's like I felt so strongly that God was telling me who I am, like who in him, like what I'm here for. And it was like a list. It was like a list of 8 things. But can you imagine what that feels like for a person who made you to clearly tell you A, B, C, D, E, F, G, Elizabeth, that is who I've called you to be. I was like, this is amazing. Like, this is amazing in the sense that I feel like, okay, like, you know, I don't have to try to figure it out. I'm okay with what you said. And then you realize, and then after you come out of that prayer, whatever, your life is still your life. Like, you still have the same mirror that you had in your house yesterday, and your account still looks the same. So it's like, you gave me a glimpse, but I still don't, how do I walk in that? And it's day by day by day by day.
Yeah.
What am I saying? First thing I'm saying is it's very evident to me that, number one, creations cannot define themselves. You can have an idea of who you are. Like, the person who actually made you knows who you are as it relates to what you were here for. And I think that's the most important thing. Like, otherwise, your life would kind of be meaningless. Let's be real.
Yeah.
How many people are in the world? Like, it just wouldn't mean anything. And that's sad. And I don't think that's the case for any human being that is born. I mean, everything we're seeing here goes against like popular culture. but I'm sorry, this is the truth, okay? So what I'm trying to say is really, even after that experience where I was kneeling and I felt like God was telling me, like, this is who I've called you to be, that's great. And I wrote it down. And I remind myself, like, every time, you know, I'm slipping out, I'm like, yo, sis, like, doesn't line up, okay? This decision you're about to make doesn't line up.
Unless you're gonna ask you about that on how, like, you know, you still if you still have it or what you
do. I do. It's in this notepad right here. This notepad is the first diary that I sorry, front looks crazy.
It's huge, guys. I know you guys can't see it. I was gonna say if you can't see it.
It's the first notepad that, you know, I started learning about Jesus, started learning about God, and just like, you know, at the start I was really struggling. Now I'm just kind of struggling, but God will help me. And yeah, I do have it in here, and I have, you know, the bookmarker thing, because I need to look at it, because the truth is, like, just because you have an idea of who you are doesn't mean that life won't come and challenge that idea that you have. And just because you know who you are in Christ, or in my case, I feel like God literally told me, Elizabeth, like, shouting my Elizabeth, this is who I've called you to be. Just because I have that written down and I know that the word of God or says that about me doesn't mean that, like, life won't happen and challenge that, like, dead ass, just challenge that to the point where you don't even, you think you're crazy for believing any of these things. But experience would also show that we're not crazy, because we have experienced God. You've experienced God. Mm-hmm. I've experienced God. We have so many friends that have, I have so many friends. You said you don't really have. Joe is looking for Christian friends.
Right here. Yo, I got a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
That's why I'm raising my hand. So which one of those eight which one of those eight do you think would be the most, I don't know, would be the biggest obstacle for you to pursue a relationship? If you want to share that.
I think that, you mean like what would stop me from pursuing a relationship? So, like, basically, like, knowing who I am, how would that affect what I choose to engage in?
Yeah.
I think that as children of God, because he's my father and your dad too, like, he's your father too. He essentially, what he wants from us is to give him, like, literally just submit, like, here I am, I know who you are, and I accept you, mm-hmm. and he's already accepted you. With that kind of mentality where you kind of give him everything, the things in your life that matter, he cares about them more than you do. What I'm trying to say is I'm not going to be making any decisions by myself, number one, because I've given him everything. Because I know who I am, there's just certain things that can't run. Like, I can't, like, somebody that doesn't submit to him, I can't submit to them. You know what I mean? Because relationship is set up like that. You kind of have to give each other everything. And biblically, as a woman, you just have to really, I guess, devote yourself. I mean, to be honest, they devote themselves too. It's just in different ways. I literally cannot submit to somebody. That's the obstacle, to answer your question. I cannot submit to somebody that doesn't submit to him, because I submit to him. So the partner has to submit to him. I guess the greatest obstacle would be if I was to ask him, is this the person? And he says, no, babe. that would be it. And that has happened before. But to be honest, when it happened, it was two things. Number one, the person had not submitted to him. Number two, I don't know if the first thing was the reason why it wasn't the one, or whatever the case may be. But all I know is I asked him, is this the person? And it was just kind of like, no. And I was just kind of like, okay. I don't know if I'm
the person. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if that's clear, but literally what would be an obstacle is having somebody that doesn't submit to him, then I can't submit to you.
I've got another one actually for you. That's I got another one for you, which I'm banging them out for you now.
Okay.
So just to clarify, why is it, you know, a bad thing, or why is it not, you know, advantageous to not know who you are when you enter, or before you enter a relationship, or not knowing who you are while you're in a relationship?
I was gonna ask you that question. Damn.
No. Why should you know who you are?
Oh, that's problematic, because you would just go with whatever comes. Like, humans are already very, very complicated. Look at me and you right now, right? We have history. Like, you have family history, relational history, traumatic history, joy, all those kind of stuff. Like, I have the exact same. And it's our responsibility as individuals to pay attention to all of those things and make sure that, number one, we're healthy human beings, and by addressing anything that needs to be addressed, dealing with anything that needs to be dealt with, right? Those are just basics, but people actually, we don't pay attention to that, right? And we enter relationships anyway. So that's problematic. That's number one. And then number two is, all those things can easily make it very hard for you to not know who you are. You can very easily attach your everything, identity, self-worth, self-value to certain things that have happened in your life, right? And depending on how your life has been, you will carry all those histories, energies, experiences, trauma, you will carry all those things. Depending on how you deal with it, you will carry the way you deal with it into a relationship with another individual. And you don't even know how healthy this individual is. And it's harder for you to know somebody else when you don't know yourself, because you don't know the process it takes to know yourself. When you know yourself, and you've, because knowing yourself is a, you have to make a conscious decision to learn. It's an intentional path, right? It just doesn't happen off the bat. And there is no freaking handbook for it. I mean, there's a lot of different books. There is no, you know, like a thing to help you figure out who you are. You really just have to be intentional about doing that. But if you're doing that, then it's easy for you to see in somebody else that you, if I've been doing the work for 2 years and I'm still doing the work, and I come across Joe that's doing the work also, I can identify somebody else that's doing the work as well. You know what I mean? Because I'm going through the process. Yeah. But if I haven't done that and I just kind of go with the wind, first of all, I saw on Instagram yesterday, you ever notice that people that you date, there's a certain level of common dysfunction that you guys both share.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So it's like, you will actually attract a lot of the things that you already have inside of you. And know that if you are walking towards a healthy path, and if you're consciously and intentional about really figuring out who you are, why you're here, making sure that you're healthy in your mind, and you are most likely going to meet somebody or engage with somebody that's on that path. And if you don't, when you meet people that aren't, you can figure it out and just kind of separate the, what do they call it? The wheat from the weed type of thing. You can kind of make the distinction. So if you don't do that, you're basically like ill-equipped. You are ill-equipped for a relationship if you don't know who you are. And I would say that was me my whole life, like ill-equipped for a relationship, but still kind of going into them anyway. Like I said at the intro, like it's like a lot of, you're growing up physically and you look like a woman, but your mind is very immature, like very, 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 but you're engaging in adult lifestyle like sex. And you just overcomplicate everything even more. There you go. Depression. Bam. Story of my life. So yeah, you're just ill-equipped. I really believe that if you don't know who you are and you kind of you engage in a relationship, first of all, you won't be able to identify. You won't be able to know. It's hard for you to know who that person is. It's hard for you to know if that person is on a healthy walk. If you're not on a healthy walk, 9 times out of 10, the person that you engage with is probably not on the same walk, because healthy people like healthy people. Dysfunctional people like dysfunctional people.
I hear that.
So, I mean, yeah. Save yourself a lot of stress. Save yourself a lot of trauma, and be intentional about your health. And your relationship is very connected to your health. Y'all ever have breakups that make you just want to die?
What? No, I've not been there.
Oh, good, because I have. It's never really about the other person. It's always about you. It just realize your life is jacked up. Like,
yeah.
And save yourself a lot of that, and save yourself a lot of bitterness. And, you know, like, it really doesn't have to be as messy as popular culture would have us believe. Like, they swear that humans cannot be happy together, when in actual fact we are relational beings.
Oh yeah.
There's a way to amend all the nastiness you know, that we put ourselves through, but we just don't care enough for that. We almost definitely not done with this conversation. Tune in to part 2 of Identity in Relationship. Enjoy. All right.